Many classical pianists of the second half of the 20th century shone but briefly. Now, the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns looks at a nearly lost generation of musicians.
The F. Scott Fitzgerald saying that there are no second acts in American lives would seem to be borne out by America's great pianists of the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. All had careers that buckled in one way or another under the relentless pressure of concerts, recordings, and radio broadcasts. Ruslan Chinska was a world-famous child prodigy who was washed up at age 15. Leon Fleischer and Gary Graffin lost the use of their right arms, possibly caused by overpracticing. Eugene Istomin just faded. Van Cliburn was the most extraordinary casualty. He had supreme recognition, but it was too much of the same thing. The public demanded endless Tchaikovsky and Rachmaninoff concertos. Furthermore, he believed that once he had developed his interpretation, he had hit the mark and aimed for the same one every time. This Tchaikovsky passage in his 1958 recording sounded the same 9 years later in Amsterdam. 11 years after that, he was retiring, only in his early 50s. Yet, there were second acts. Former prodigy Slenchinska had several phases of an adult career, each one getting better on into her 80s. Gary Graffman ran the Curtis Institute. Leon Fleischer doggedly pursued cures for his disability and found one. These are important cautionary tales for ambitious young musicians and a larger world that's too eager to turn them into commodities.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.